Hey, good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just pull a couple
Hello.
of documents
Hello.
up. How's
Sorry, my
everybody
smoke
doing?
alarm. Good. My smoke alarm is going off, aka my bird.
Just FYI, I'm going to have to drop off about 10, 15 minutes early to drop the car off for maintenance.
Oh, lucky you. Let's see. I think I've got everything up here. We have a couple of things in the hopper that I could really use your help thinking through. I've lost my Zoom again. Wait a second. So this week we're supposed to talk about WolfCon sessions. That's like kind of our main topic. We also started the conversation about being more proactive, about reaching out to product owners to get more information about upcoming features. But we really didn't, it wasn't a conversation, it was kind of like a quick tee up the subject. I think that that one has actually gotten pretty far just through the conversations we've had, both in the PC meeting, but also in these meetings. Gosh, now 3 weeks ago, Charlotte had suggested that we create a filter or just look at the existing dashboards and monitor upcoming releases and kind of talk about what's coming and what we think would be interesting. So I think I would like to start there. Well, first, are there any other topics that we need to cover this week? I'm a little late getting the decision out for data import for linked data, but that should go out today. It has full resounding support from PC. Apologies to those of you who I reached out to ask you to vote. It turns out the two people who had not voted were me and Jeremy. I was trying to figure out who hadn't voted yet. Okay, so I would like to first start with talking about the endorsement process because I really do want to kind of move that conversation forward. And I wanted to see what you guys would think about. Instead of talking about the process more, what if we tried as a group looking at the scope for probably Umbrella Leaf at this point and seeing if there is anything that we would like to talk about? It's like seeing how that works or doesn't work.
So put it into action,
Yeah,
right?
just like let's just
Yeah.
look at the scope together and see, like, let's test this out and see if maybe this would be a good way to do things.
I think it'll maybe get us unstuck because I think we're a little stuck.
In that case, I would like to propose potentially taking 20 or so minutes to do that in Thursday's meeting. Does that sound good? And if it doesn't work, then we keep talking about it.
Yeah.
But if it does work, it might help shake things loose a little bit. Jennifer?
Yeah, I'm wondering to prepare for that, because there could be a lot of information. Maybe we should ask the liaisons to look at the roadmaps in their particular SIGs and see what jumps out at them beforehand, and then maybe bring that to the discussion. Because otherwise, I think going in cold might be a little difficult, and unless we want to walk through the process of, where do we find the roadmap dashboards, something like that. But
Does every SIG have a roadmap road?
they
Okay.
should, yeah.
Caitlin, I think FYI that we're just seeing your calendar.
Oh no. Guys,
Sorry.
thank you. That was not intended.
Honestly, it didn't even register until just now.
You can see I had it all, it's performance week, so I've got everything blocked out, so I have maximum time for writing evaluations. Okay, let's try this again. That look better? Great. Takes a village, guys. Thank you. So we're asking to ask the SIG liaisons to consult their roadmaps, probably their priorities. Let's ask them a specific question. Is there anything in Umbrella Leaf, or maybe not an Umbrella Leaf, or absent from the PC should be, it's not like whether we should endorse things. I think the question is like whether we need to get more information. Whoa.
Not that much more.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I thought that was the keyboard reacting to the thought of the conversation.
Yeah, that's the it's my physical world reacting to my internal mental state right now. Okay. We need to be getting more information, asking questions, and sharing back.
Is advocacy something we're probing?
In a way, I think that that's a question. I think that I'm kind of curious what we see or don't see when we look at the Umbrella Leaf release together. And Jennifer, you're absolutely right. It's like we need a way to shortlist it so that we can sift through. It's very difficult to get a sense of what's actually in the release by looking at the dashboard. So I think that that is the first question here. I don't know. How about release management folks? Do you have any thoughts on how we could do this?
But oh, you mean those on the release management or those on the working group?
I think both. Because I think that both of your experiences is valuable here. Like, if we even, I can try to pull up another screen.
So for release management, it was interesting. Alexei did talk about kind of the decisions that go into, when a release is scheduled. So right now, Umbrella Leaf isn't scheduled. They're trying to determine that. But also, for right now, they're trying to get in some security releases as well as migrations from, oh gosh, can I remember the names? I mean, they're such funny names. What is it, Spring Boot? And then
Spring Boot and
Vertex.
Boot of
Yeah.
Bordex.
Vortex. There is, I think, a slight delay with some of that. More with the Spring Boot than the Vortex. But those are things I think that are more technical rather than maybe product council. But Charlotte did mention something with the CSPs for Sunflower. There have been some new features, in addition to enhancements. So it's kind of like we're in this zone of incremental, but not yet incremental, still doing the full flower release. I don't know how that helps, honestly. So, but there you go. I think looking at the romance is a good idea, but also trying to tease out what people are scheduling, either for Umbrella Leaf or maybe later in the SIGs.
Okay, that's a good point. Now I'm looking at the dashboard, sorry. What do SIGs have on the roadmap? Do we have, besides each SIG self-reporting, is there a way for us to just grab that information? Are they all published in a consistent way?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christy and then Jeremy.
I think that I want to go back to the advocacy thing and just I'm actually thinking about this from the TC perspective and thinking about where this fits into the larger development life cycle. And I do think that I know that there needs to be more clarity about how development happens and the role that, say, PC presenting to the PC and getting endorsement by the PC fits into that, and where, likewise, where TC evaluation and approval comes into that. From a TC perspective, it's not clear. We do not want to be evaluating things that haven't been endorsed by the community. So understanding that something has been endorsed by the PC, or explicitly understanding that it doesn't need PC endorsement to come to the technical council, is definitely clarity that is required. And I just bring this up because if we're talking about Umbrella Leaf, I don't know that the SIGs are going to be telling the SIGs. The work in the SIG happens so far before the development happens, kind of like the PC endorsement should happen so far before the technical council approval happens, that because there hasn't been a lot of coordination there, I think it's going to be hard to track that. From, the SIG specification and requirements work to the PC endorsement to the development to the TC approval. So I think that there needs to be other points of communication right at this moment. I think talking to the developers and the product owners and asking them what new functionality is coming up for Umbrella Leaf and what needs TC approval before going is also a way of catching those things now rather than later. And I would like to encourage us as a community, I'm not sure if this solely falls on the PC, to think not just about the PC endorsement process, but where it fits in the life cycle and how we can communicate the entire process so that people who are doing this work understand what's expected and when and how that should work.
That makes sense to me. And I think we agree here. We're trying to explore how to create those kind of those checkpoints of review and communication. So we've talked about, and I think this is something we'll talk about in the meeting on Thursday, like whether we would have set points in the year when we review the scope of a release, or maybe we ha need to have reviewed the scope of a release by that date. And maybe it's something like at the point that we have reviewed the scope and either said we don't need to review, or we've reviewed all of the things that we need to, then we send some sort of a message to PC or signal that in some kind of a, or sorry, to TC in a formal way. Jeremy?
I like the idea of looking at the upcoming release. I totally agree with Christy that the PC needs to do the work that they do at a specific stage in the process. And it is kind of funny to me, this observation that the SIGs come way too early in the process. Maybe, well, maybe not early, but they are so early in the process. And, so often we end up interfacing with something because somebody wants TC approval at the end of the process, and they realize that they have to talk to the PC first. And so we end up usually doing our job way too late in the process. And it seems like there's some place in between what the SIGs are doing and what the TC is doing that we all kind of feel the PC needs to be connecting to. And it's been difficult figuring out exactly, how to make that happen effectively. I think looking forward to the releases is a good idea. I want some clarity on, I guess, what we're looking for. I have some ideas of what I think we're looking for, but I want to say them out loud and see if they were the same as y'all's ideas of what we're looking for when we're looking at the releases. I feel like what we're looking for is identifying things that we would like to comment on, that we feel like we might have some input on and might shape. From my thinking, that's the role of the endorsement process, is either one, to be able to say that something is out of the scope of what we envision for Folio, which I think is probably going to be if history is any guide, probably going to be a pretty rare occurrence, but just the opportunity to say that, if that is the case, or if something is being planned to be implemented in a way that seems incompatible with the design patterns and kind of product integrity of Folio, that we have the opportunity to comment or advise that a different approach might be a good idea. I feel like those are like the reasons why the PC should be looking at stuff is to address those two things. Is that what we're looking for? And is stuff coming into Umbrella Leaf already, is that already too late for us to m make those comments in a useful way? That's a lot of stuff. I'm sorry, but.
No, I think I agree. And there's also and I think you're putting into words what a lot of people have been kind of like we've had some assumptions here about like why we would want to do this and how it would work. I did want to flag that the product council values here should be a pretty good rubric for this, like for just kind of like a checklist for like, oh, is this duplicating other features. Are there dependencies that we have questions about? I do think it's kind of in the best situation, I think it should be a prompt for further documentation. And in some situations, it might also catch some areas where changes need to be made before it's too late. Jennifer.
This came out of yesterday's RMS meeting. One thing that we've noticed is that there really aren't any themes to, I mean, there's the flower release, right? But like for a data import, you can't say, oh, this flower release was dedicated to improvement of the logs, because it's just this potpourri of features and bugs and spikes and there's really no guiding theme, which I think has been, metadata. I've seen the same thing. Charlotte said that she's seeing the similar issues all throughout. So it's, we have like these I think it's just been a rush to develop, that we really, which is so hard, because how do you communicate just a whole disparate kind of bag of features and bugs to someone? I mean, it's really all over the place, and that makes it a challenge to kind of tease out, all of these new features. Some of the new features are like phase one, so we might miss those, or they stop at phase two and they don't continue. So I think there's a lot of inconsistency also in the way that we've developed Folio. I don't know, maybe that's something we need to look at as well. So for example, if we aren't seeing like a phase three to something that had a phase one and two, or a phase two that only had a phase one, maybe that's something we need to bring up in PC, saying, this is a thin thread. We recognize it as a thin thread, and how is it kind of m maybe not hurting Folio, but how is it a disadvantage at being a thin thread in Folio? So I mean, maybe that's looking at more than the negative. I'm not sure. That's a different approach.
No, I think you have a strong point there, and I think we're going to get there. I think in order to move this forward, kind of focusing step by step is going to be our friend. And I think that the first thing I want to figure out is what, just what does it mean for us to look at a release and to reach out to POs to ask for more information, to ask them to, I think this is going to take a little bit of figuring out. But ideally, having as we, I know we haven't made any progress on it, but having a single list of PC priorities would allow us to also advocate for specific priorities that are missing from that list. Because I think another reality here is the fire hose of Folio. There are going to be things that are in phase one that we might not see phase two in the next release. That's not always going to be top priority. And so we need a way to really, I think, focus on how to focus our voices on the critical issues. And I do think that my hope is that this will become a tool that we can use for advocacy. Like, hey, why isn't this thing being scheduled for Umbrella Leaf? But I do think that we're going to have to decide where we want to put our energies there. And I think that's the second step. Okay, so it sounds like the steps for this week are to give folks a heads up that we're going to try looking at the Umbrella Leaf dashboard. I suggest that we use this one that Kalila made. And maybe we start out by looking at one of these categories, maybe analysis complete or in refinement. Those are things that are, on their way to getting developed, but are not quite done. And I'm also just looking at the numbers here. This looks like a reasonable chunk to bite off for our first time doing this. We need to figure out the process and just try it out, see how it goes. I think we'll learn a lot just by doing it. I'll send a message right after this meeting to the group asking SIG liaisons to talk to their SIGs and see if there's anything on the roadmap that they would like to flag for us in this conversation. And then we will talk as a group about WolfCon presentations. Does that sound about good for Thursday? Right, cool. Well, we'll see how this goes. Like it might not work. But it might, and I think it's worth a try. So, thank you, everybody. I'll see you Thursday, and I'll get that linked data decision out as well.
Thanks.
Caitlin.
Bye, folks.
Take care.
See ya.